I had a tremendous fart.
Hello and welcome to Just Some Guardians, episode 11. This week we are diving back into Destiny. We'll be discussing our experiences with Iron Banner, the upcoming Crimson Days, the development roadmap, and this week at Bungie, discussing a few changes coming sooner than later. So, joining me tonight is just going to be two of us. We have the effervescent Russell. You have earned your title back.
You can't see it, but I'm doing the wave and the bow, but it's happening.
Aw, good. I could picture it, and I wish I wasn't.
I'm also glowing in bluish colors to really lighten that effervescentness.
Scrub-a-dub-dub. So, let's
Even
start.
In a tub.
Ooh. Speaking of Crimson Days.
No, that'd be three women in a tub. That was me. That was bad, wasn't it? I just felt the crickets on the other side. I felt
right.
All the hate mail coming through. So at least we'll be getting some visibility, right?
You know. I hope someone was standing in line buying tampons as you made that joke and they're listening. Oh, okay. So Iron Banner finished up this last week, and I will hold my stuff in for a second. Russ, how did Iron Banner go for you?
I was a little miffed, because I started playing it, and I actually did quite a bit. Like I spent like a full day playing Iron Banner. I got not one single Iron Banner thing, first of all.
Like none of the ornaments, or did you hand in packages and not get anything?
I handed in packages and didn't get anything.
You didn't get anything Iron Banner from it? Oh, God, I'm sorry, dude.
Nope. I didn't get a single Iron Banner themed thing, which was ridiculous. So that was my one day, and I was like, screw this. I started earning some of the ornaments, but then, you know, what was that, the melee one that wasn't counting, or the, was it the grenades?
Well, the grenade and the melee were the same one, actually.
Well, see, I knew that. I was just testing you.
Well, thank you. I'm glad I passed. Woo! That was intense.
So that one wasn't counting, and it just didn't feel the same. Plus, I hate control. Hate control.
I'm sorry. I love it.
So I wasn't super excited to keep playing that because I'm not a big fan.
Mm-hmm.
So those are my thoughts.
Did you get any of the other ornaments? Or
no, I didn't get any of the other ornaments. I got close. But there weren't any that I was super interested in.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the one for the helmet, because the helmet is still one of the coolest. I think it's one of the coolest things. But then you cover up like the best part of it, which is the snarling teeth, you know. So
that's true. But I mean, luckily, you know, I think we have two more Iron Banners this season, I believe. But so everything will carry over to the next Iron Banner this season. So you don't have to. You can start working towards all those again, where you left off. So that's pretty neat.
If I actually get anything, geez.
Right. You got two more weeks to try at least. But I did not do very much Iron Banner. I was excited to dive into it, and probably did. I did like 10 matches, so I guess that's not nothing. But mm-hmm. every single match I went into, yeah. But every single match I went into was either my team was a bunch of randoms against a full stack. Or it wasn't even a full game. Like, it'd be like 3-on-3 or like 2-on-3.
Oh, yeah.
Or everyone on my team would leave the second they won one, the first point of the game, and then it never refilled, and I'd be alone against four people. So it was just like after 10 games in a row of that, I was like, you know what? Maybe I'll wait. This isn't happening this week. So.
No, and you know what? So I've noticed. So I'm playing in the Crucible right now, actually. Mm-hmm. And I've actually noticed that, like, because last week was the first time I'd put it in a little while, and now I put it in again this time, And it's the first time I've played in a little while. And it just doesn't seem like there's enough people in the multiplayer because I'm getting 3-on-4 teams and stuff like that. And it's just, I'm not seeing even teams, which is kind of a bummer because if you're not on the team that has more people, you're kind of screwed.
Oh, for sure. Well, that kind of goes hand in hand with, I mean, everyone knows that, it's we're kind of in a rough patch right now, but hopefully with some of the stuff we're talking about tonight, we'll start to bring at some point, certain player bases back. We can have at least when I'm doing some Crucible, there's full teams. So yeah, but yeah, right now it's definitely noticeably rough. I guess they actually, so we're on PS4, but I've been hearing like PC is just like a ghost town when you try to do Crucible there. Apparently it's like
Well, has
really empty
Destiny ever
there.
really been really popular on the PC?
Well, this is the first time Destiny's been on the PC. Was for Destiny 2, and it was, I mean, it was super bit
Okay.
like there's a lot of people that have been console forever that switched to PC, and then there was a very large influx of people that were PC only that had always been interested in Destiny and then came in for it. So it was actually like an insanely huge number of people that were playing it on PC when it first came out, and then, just they hit the burn like everyone
Just died
else and
off.
just died off, because you had, I
Well, I
mean,
mean,
you
that's
got,
kind of the thing.
oh, go ahead.
Eventually, I was just gonna say, I mean, that's kind of the sad part of Destiny, right? Eventually, if and I feel like it's happened especially with Destiny 2. I don't know. It happened with Destiny 1, especially between the expansions and then the Taken King, right? But it's just slumped so hard.
Oh
I mean,
yeah.
I don't know if Bungie particularly cares, if that makes any sense, because as long as people come back with the expansions, they're buying stuff, so they're still making
Well,
money.
I'd say if there was a definitely a while there where it was like, I think they just kind of got their money and said thank you very much, but over the last month or so, like, I'm especially because I've been getting really into following everything on like Twitter and stuff, because that's where information flies super quick, and there's a lot of stuff happening and conversations occurring, and they're very in touch with the community trying to make the game exactly what people want. So for a while there, it definitely felt that way, but I think recently it's definitely been more of a, okay, we actually do care and we want you guys to play our game all the time, so we're going to make it exactly what you want, which is good. And I think the reason this drought is, or this drought of players, I'd say, is we're, like when D1 came first launched, it was definitely like a hit your head on the wall grind fest, but I mean it was still great shooting, but it died out a little bit before Taken King happened, but it didn't die to this extent because it was a new game. There's nothing like it on the market, and I think the reason it's gone down as hard as it has this time is because everyone was kind of like, fool me once, shame on me, fool me twice, so.
Well, and two, I mean, it is just past the holidays, so you do have a lot of people that have transitioned to other games.
Oh yeah,
So
and there's a
I guess that does.
crap ton of good games. That this is a very good time to be a gamer right now for sure. Especially when you're on the PC, because there's so much more over there, so. So I think, and
Console
we'll start diving in,
masteries.
right? We'll start diving into some of the stuff that's going to hopefully bring players back, and maybe people will trickle back here and there for things, and hopefully we get another like Taken King size expansion that hits and completely changes the, because you were, I don't know if you remember, but the first time playing through just the campaign of Taken King, you're like, this is a different game completely, and it was just
Yeah, it
mind
really
blowing.
was.
So I'm hoping we get something like that that just kind of really brings, and there's a lot of people that were big in the Destiny community that came in with Taken King, so hopefully we can just even grow the community more with that, so.
Well, and that's so what happened. I did a similar thing where, I played the core game. I think I had gotten the season pass or something like that. I don't know. I remember I had gotten what was it? I don't even remember the name of the expansions anymore, but that's not really abnormal for me.
Oh, the first
Anyway, the
couple.
one with the f yes, yeah.
Oh yeah. House of Wolves and oh
Yeah, I
God,
knew it was something
what was the
with
one with
wolves.
Crota? I can't remember what the one with Crota was called, but the Crota one, yeah.
Yeah,
Dark Below.
Crota.
Dark Below.
Dark Below. They were ones that I I had, but I never played them until shortly before Taken King, when I was like, oh, Taken King's coming out. I know that I'm probably gonna play that, so I need to download these other two so that I can not understand, but be caught up, you know what I mean?
Definitely. Well,
So
let's
I
start
did.
diving into some of this other stuff. Because
Okay.
we don't care about your history. No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead and finish your
Well,
thought.
fine.
I
That's
thought you were
no,
done.
I'm done. No,
Good.
I'm done
I'm
now.
done with you. Jesus. Well, starting on Tuesday, we have our Valentine's event going on in Destiny. That is Crimson Days. So that's going to go on for a week. That'll be reset to reset. And in that, we're going to have our 2v2 playlist coming back, Crimson Doubles. So I guess that'll be perfect since I couldn't find full 4v4, games that 2v2 hopefully will fill up, right?
Yeah, right.
But so it's going to be on its own map, and I'm trying to find the name of it again. I have it in front of me, and I got to go through the words here.
What is it again?
Oh yeah, so they're revamping the Burning Shrine map and basically putting it in the future, where the Vex have taken over, so it's all dark and
Ooh.
yeah, so we finally get
That
to
will be
go back to
interesting.
that kind of stuff. So it looks pretty cool. In the picture of the map, they got everyone running around with the lens, so there's a lot of like red lasers going on in the dark colors. It looks pretty cool.
That'll be the game mode. So what they'll do is they'll just bump up Prometheus Lens to what it was at the launch of Curse of Osiris, and
They
there'll be laser
should.
tag all over again.
They should. It is better now, though. They did update it so it's actually like a viable
Yeah.
weapon now, so that's good. But
Instead
so
of just a trash thing.
everyone will remember what happened with the last holiday event we had, where it was all Eververse and everyone hated it, and you could only earn like a couple engrams and
Right.
or not yet to spend money. But once again, them showing that they're listening and trying to change things is everything you can get from Crimson Days, you can earn in-game by doing basically whatever you want to play. So this is going to be that first event where they're adding in that when you rank up, you'll get a Illuminated Engram and a Crimson Days Engram. Then you have milestones for like almost every activity that you can earn engrams through. All the items you can, all the rewards for Crimson Days will be available at the Eververse, just sitting there for you to buy with Bright Dust if you want at any time, instead of having to wait around. So everything's very accessible this time around. That makes me very happy. That's a huge step.
Yeah, I think anytime you have a game where the rewards that you get for an event are paid for, I think you're gonna get some backlash from the community.
Definitely. And
I
we've
think
had
that's a
plenty
fair
of,
call, yeah.
I think Episode 2, me, you, and Luthien had a really in-depth discussion about loot boxes,
Right.
and one of the points brought up there was loot boxes are one thing, but you gotta have a way in game that makes sense for people to earn those items, and this is definitely a good way
Right.
to just 100% earn them via gameplay. So I'm happy with that.
Yeah.
So there's gonna be some exotic weapon ornaments that are Crimson Days. So looks like we're getting three ghost shells, two legendary emotes, an exotic emote that puts out a big heart and you blow a kiss. It's adorable.
Oh.
Two legendary sparrows and an exotic sparrow.
I do like sparrows.
I think this is our first exotic sparrow you can earn in via gameplay, actually, I think. Because they just
Oh,
added
really?
that. Yeah, so they just added that exotic ghost to the raid. And now we're getting this exotic sparrow that you just earn in gameplay. So once again, these are big steps in the right direction for earning stuff.
They need to do a new ship. They really, really need to do some new ships because, like, they have the Ikora ship, which is awesome.
Yeah.
That's the only one that I've really seen that's well, I guess I've
All
seen a couple.
the yeah, all the like the lore character ships in the Eververse are amazing, but there's a
Yeah.
few different ship models that came out with season two, but not very many, and we're still getting a lot of just repeats. So yeah, I'm hoping with season three we start getting more interesting ships. Like, well, you know how we talked about last Destiny episode that the Iron Banner ship was being all secretive and they weren't picturing it, and then I got all excited because Iron Banner ships have always been cool, and I was hoping they were finally going to
Right.
do that. And I was kind of disappointed that it was the same. It was the same ship I have that I got from Tess, which is a cooler looking ship. It's a slightly different model, but it's the same ship, just with the Iron Banner plaque on the wings, and that's it. And I was like, well, blah.
Yeah,
So,
that's dumb.
yeah, I'm hoping for some more ships because we had a crap ton of ships in D1. So, yeah, so a
Yeah.
bunch of sparrows, emotes, ghost shells, transmat effects, shaders, etc. Let's see here. Yeah, so there's going to be the Welcome to Crimson Days milestone. You can earn stuff. You can complete matches in the Crimson Day Crucible playlist for. Oh! I didn't see that part. So the exotic sparrow you can earn by playing the Crucible playlist. It's just to
Oh,
drop
that's
into the
awesome.
Crucible playlist. Yeah, that's awesome. I like that.
Yeah.
You can earn
Yeah.
special ornaments for different weapons by doing the Leviathan Raid or the Raid Lair. You can do the Nightfall Strike to earn the flaunting dance emotes from the Nightfall. We're doing that. So the flaunting dance emote, Russ, are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
It's the Beyonce single ladies dance from her music video.
Yes.
I need that in my life.
I do too. The next time we do Trials of the Nine, we just all have the singles lady emote.
Someone was
Singles.
talking, it'd be awesome to get that one where you do the heart and blow a kiss, like in the Crucible, every time you get a kill, because it looks at the person that killed you for a second, to just throw that up.
Yeah.
Mwah!
Well, you
Troll.
know, I got really happy because I got the take a selfie emote like right after season two. And that was the one that I really wanted that I had seen. So I was, yeah. That one's definitely a troll move. Be like, ha ha! Dead body flying in the background.
Right. So yeah, that's most everything going on with Crimson Days. That's going to be next week. There's going to be a playlist that you can earn rewards in. You can do the raid and the raid lair to earn rewards, the Nightfall Strike, just a bunch of other milestones, and you can buy everything from the Eververse with Bright Dust that you're collecting anyway. So there you go. Very
Wait,
huge positives.
there's a raid in Destiny, and a raid lair. Those are things.
Is this a bit?
Oh, well, you know, I never knew that.
Well, maybe if you were able to kill stuff and succeed at it, you
You know what? You know what? Don't even talk to me.
might
We have started, just so you guys know, we have started the raid so many times, and you have finished it. A few of us have not finished it yet, and I am still salty about that.
Well, I'm just saying. Those of us that have done it without you succeeded, so do with
Whoa. Dirty pool, man. Dirty pool.
that information
Your
that you will.
mother's a
Oh,
hamster, and your father smelled of elderberries.
God, awesome. Now that we're all going to be getting more masterwork armor and weapons and stuff, hopefully we can get a group and go back in there.
Yeah. Yeah,
We
I
need to get
really
that
want to.
going. We were
Anyway,
hitting that. We were
yeah.
hitting that every week for a while, so.
We were. I mean, but then it's, you know, you do it so often, you don't quite get as far as you want. And then other people, you know, they have bedtimes and they have work, which is understandable. And then it resets the next week and you're just like, at a certain point it does get to be like, oh man, I don't know if I can freaking do the dogs one more time. One
Right.
more freaking time.
Well,
Or that
we've
mace.
gotten good at the dogs to use with. But
Yeah, well, and how many times did we get to what is it, the fourth round or something like that, where everybody's
oh,
in the
yeah.
gauntlet?
That's the part that ever
And
we just can't get through with our group for some reason.
yeah, it was a pain. I feel like there were some bitter feelings starting to arise towards certain people in our party at that
Oh,
point.
definitely. That tends to happen in
Yeah.
raiding. But okay, so yes, that's going on with Crimson Days. Look for that this coming Tuesday. I will be diving into that because I'm super excited for all these rewards and the ability
I
to
will
just
be as
play
well.
and get them. So, will you be my dance partner?
I will be your dance partner.
Will
We
you be
won't.
my crimson double date?
You know, I feel like Crimson Days and Crimson Doubles, you know, I mean, they might as well just call it a period. You know, let's be honest here.
Yeah. I understand it's a color, but when I bring it up to people that don't play Destiny, and their first reaction is, "What is that, a period?" You're like, "Okay, yeah,
Yeah.
all right." So, did you want to jump into this week at Bungie next, or did you want to hit the roadmap?
Either one, I'm down for either. Let's make it happen, Captain.
Oh God! Well, let's hit this week at Bungie real quick, just for a few things
All right.
here. So this week at Bungie, basically talking Crimson Days is coming, like we discussed. They go a little more in depth with how they're changing the Nightfall and how they're getting rid of the overall time score, where it's basically a. They said they didn't like where it was just a pass-fail mechanic depending on time. They want it to
Right.
be where you can do your own pace to succeed, but still be wanting or still be pushed to do it at a good speed. Where, me and Nick have discussed where in the night, like Nightfalls in D1, we would just take forever and just go through with a sniper rifle and sneak around, and just a little bit at a time, So now there's a good reason to not just throw your face at the wall, cry, and then somehow go, "We made it with 2 seconds left. I have to go. I'm sorry, guys. My nerves can't handle this anymore." So they're gonna change it with scoring. Kind of like if you remember in the heroic strikes in D1, we had scoring. You get kills for, more points for different weapons, more points for hitting time gates as you progress through, more points for super kills, more points for creating orbs, etc. And then obviously, and then the quicker your time, the better your points will be. So basically, how they're doing it to keep the time limit in is when you hit certain time restraints, how many points you earn will be cut in half. And then when you hit the next time wall, yeah. So basically, you'll be earning points once you hit, like, I think it was like 15 minutes or something. Yeah, 15 minutes, they'll cut your point creation earning capabilities by 50%. And then once you hit 20 minutes, you can't earn any more points, then you're just racing to finish the clock. And then after that, your points will start deteriorating.
And the points just translate into where you fall on the leaderboard, correct?
Basically, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so they have no function. Like, you can't. You earn so many points, and you can turn them in for an engram at this place or anything like that.
Not that I've seen so far, but yeah, the main thing of it is you can do it at your pace, and as long as you succeed, you'll get the reward, the milestone engram, But
Oh,
if you
okay.
want, like, there's going to be global, I think global and local leaderboards on there, and I think they're going to do like a seasonal. Let me look through. Yeah, they're going to do a seasonal, like, oh, words. They're
Yeah,
going to do
those
seasonal
things.
leaderboard rewards, So there's
Right.
people that are going to be really into that and constantly pushing to get those top spots, and that's kind of fun. I know. Just when we, me, you, and Nick and stuff would do the Heroic Strike playlist in D1, we were constantly just like racing against each other's score. So this time
Right.
it's more team based, but I mean, you're still going to be, especially for that orb generated number, like you're going to be wanting to push yourself harder.
Well, yeah, I mean, but I think that that's probably a better way to do it. I mean, the time limits can be fun, and especially, when you're looking for that extra bit of challenge, which is a great thing. But some of us are not at that level, and so, namely me, so being able to do it at your own pace. Plus, sometimes you want kind of the relaxing, if that's such a thing. D&D night where you're like, you've had a rough day at work, you're like, I just want to kill some people.
Right, I just
Yeah,
want to
let's
sit at
do a
a table
heroic
with a piece of
strike.
paper and boom. Oh, for sure. So another
My wife
level
just
they're
let out the
adding.
biggest fart.
Oh, I think that's gonna have to be the
No, I
intro.
didn't.
Awesome. So they're also adding, how we have the Trials of the Nine card, where you have to you as you win, you punch holes in your card, whatever. So they're adding a Nightfall challenge card to the Nightfall that'll give you extra rewards if you succeed at the challenges. But some of the things they show here, and it's optional if you want. But such things as like solar damage increases slightly from all sources. So like if you're in a strike against the
Oh yeah.
Cabal, they're going to do way more damage to you, you know. Or
Yeah.
this is the one, this is killer right here. This is how it was in D1. But if your entire fire team falls in a restricted zone where you can't respawn, everyone will be returned to orbit and you'll have to start over.
Ooh.
Yeah, stuff like that.
Ooh. I ooh, that's a
People are wanting more challenges. That's one of those things that I'm not going to push it all the time, but it'd definitely be fun to go. I wonder at least once if I could succeed at this. What level of gameplay am I at?
Not that one is the answer, or at
Mm-hmm.
least not for me.
So they're also going to add some emblems for the Nightfall that will benefit people in your team if you have the emblem equipped. And I think they're going to have different emblems for each strike, basically, so you have to remember to switch them out
Oh, okay.
for each
Yeah.
nightfall you're doing. So,
Right.
yeah. I'm always down for more emblems.
Yeah.
I like me some
Emblems are really
emblems.
cool, and
Especially
I'm
when they
with you
count
on that.
stuff. Because like these will count like, you know, how many times you've not
Right.
how many times you've done it, but what it'll so basically what it does is it'll show your high score for that nightfall strike. And so you can go in and it'll show you what your best score is. You go, okay, I'm gonna try to beat that. And then anyone can look at your emblem and see what your score is. And then they can try to beat your score, you know. It was any time like I go into a party with like a Titan that has the Sunbreaker emblem on, I'm always like, all right, how many kills do they got? Do I have more? Do I have less? All right, I'm pushing it, you know. This is part of the mentality of gaming. But so, yeah, I'm excited for that. And then they're going to be doing, we haven't heard too much about this, but they keep talking about getting Nightfall Strike specific loot. Or not, maybe not specific, but Nightfall loot, so you get even more rewards on top of your milestone engram for repeating it, basically. So,
Isn't
more
that
reasons to
something
do
that
that
they
more and
did
more.
in, isn't that something that they did in D1?
Yeah, but that was in the Heroic Strike playlist. Each strike had its own set of gear. You could, well, not a whole set, but like certain pieces that had certain bonuses. So I'm gonna grind this strike tonight over and over and over and over and try to get everything. And they had, remember that mechanic where you had to, like, there's a chance to drop a key to then open the chest. And you could earn that key from doing other things in the game. And you'd be like, oh, I have a key. Okay. And then you would decide which strike you're doing that you want to use the key on because you want this specific perk from this specific armor piece. So, and I think we're going to get there eventually because, I mean, like we were talking in our the Justin Guardians chat earlier, you know, when they start talking about wanting to add more rewards for harder content, they kind of started from the top and they've worked their way down, you know. So, like the Prestige Raid. When you clear that, every single encounter you finish, you get a piece of loot. When you do it in prestige, you get a prestige piece of loot and a normal piece of loot drops. So you're not having to run both. And then if you're running normal, a piece of loot drops from every single encounter. And now they're adding Nightfall loot, so I think the next step is just as we go down is having Heroic Strike loot. And I think that'd be super sweet. Because we definitely need more loot in everything we play, for sure.
Well, you can never have too much loot.
No, and there's definitely, well, it's still a good number of things you can collect in game, but it all looks the same, and I want more of it, you know. So,
Well, yeah, I mean that's always the thing. I mean, when you've grinded ground, when you've
grounded.
ground so much,
You
grounded.
ground your.
Yeah, we'll go with grounded.
I'm gonna
When
ground
you've
my
grounded
Titan.
so
Go to your
much,
room.
once you've grounded so much, you want that. I mean, that's how you keep the grind going. You get new, different looking gear. You don't just want the same gear. That's no fun. You want something that looks different and is, maybe not new, unique, but I like unique.
Yeah, no, for sure. Well, it's a thing, you know, and I'm sure like we all get tired of saying in D1, but like that's what we played for 3 years. That's why we bought D2 was because of D1, right? But there's so much variation in how things looked, and it's just like repeats happen. Like that's not a big deal, but the fact that everything is a reskin just makes me sad. So I'm
Yeah,
hopeful to get more.
have they passed down? Wasn't there an they were retweaking their algorithm for decryptions or something so that your rewards that you get, you are less likely to get a repeat of what you already had. Aren't
Yeah,
they going
but
to do that at some point?
they've implemented kind of a smaller version of that, and then they're going to keep kind of building off more and more on that. What I'm talking about is
Gotcha.
not repeating getting the same item. What I'm talking about is where all the items
Yeah.
look the same. You know what I
Yeah, I
mean?
know. This is a separate tangent, I'm
Oh, I
sure,
got you.
but
Yeah, so
I've had
they're
that
starting to
happen a
work on
lot.
that.
Yeah. I've had that happen so many times. I can't tell you how many radon fluxes I've got. Or I mean just all sorts of ones that I've just gotten the same repeat of an exotic and I'm like, give me a different one. Please. Also, they need to bring back Thorn. Just saying.
You want to just walk around and destroy everything.
Yes.
Hey, couldn't help but notice you're boop, dead. Sorry. Sorry about that guy. My bad.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you dead?
The next part of the TWAB, they start talking about why the raid lair is a washing machine. What do you, is
Why
that
is it a
your,
washing machine?
is that your, what's going on in the background there, baby? Huh?
Oh, I'm sorry. Lindsay is getting some ice, and I think she forgot that the microphone can pick that up really well.
Well, I thought it was like the, oh my gosh, I can't remember anything now. I'm having a hard time with words today. Why am I talking? You know what? I'm just going to sit here. You
I
do the
don't
rest
know.
of the show.
Did you not take your Sunday nap? Is that
I
why you're
did.
having a hard
I
time
did
here?
not. I didn't get a nap. Do you want one? I need to. Yeah, for
Yeah,
sure.
you need
I need
get you a
one
nap,
nap.
man. Ooh, I just
Anyway.
got okay. Real cool thing. I just got a Masterwork sword. I'm
Which
super
sword?
excited. It's not. It's Complex Solution.
Oh, okay, yeah. Right
Yeah.
on. Track your sword
But it's
kills.
Masterwork.
I know. You can brag. Oh, I got so many kills with rockets. Well, I got a sword, all right? And it's not the hunter sword. And I got a crap ton of kills because I'm better than you.
I don't even try to use swords in PvP or PvE anymore. Just it's a waste of time.
So the next part here, they're just explaining why the prestige mode of Eater of Worlds isn't coming out till basically season 3 launches, whereas everyone kind of expected it to come out like a month after the Eater of Worlds actually launched. So basically what they explained is that was the original plan, but as feedback came in, they, to sum it up in my own words, basically went, "Oh hell no, we need to make this better." So basically they're
Yeah,
reworking it
I
so it's more rewarding and it's not just like, you know, Prestige Raid Lair does some pretty cool stuff, but they're going to try and revamp how they're going to do prestiges in the
Yeah.
future with this Raid Lair. So, and that doesn't mean we're not getting a Raid Lair, a new one in season 3. So the Prestige
Right.
mode's going to launch with season 3, but we're also on top of that going to get a new Raid Lair, which will then also get its own Prestige mode. So, you know, lots more raiding to come. So no worries there.
You know, I'm actually I like the raid lair.
Definitely.
I thought it was an interesting take on things. I mean, that's another one that we haven't finished, but we've gotten closer to finishing that one than we have
Truth.
the legitimate raid. But I actually liked
Legitimate raid. Yeah.
but I really liked it. Like the platform thing, how long did that take us to figure out? I mean,
Oh. Well,
and it was one of those
we had
things.
the mechanic down. It was just actually doing it correctly.
Executing it appropriately, yes.
Well, we were like, okay, we're good. We're good. All right. Wait a second. We have to jump over someone to get to that one while they're jumping over someone to get this. Oh, dear God,
Yeah.
why?
Well, and I think the fun part of that was is we went in blind, you know, the first
Yeah.
couple of times, and then it's, okay, let's look it up
Figure
and
out what we're doing.
right. But yeah,
Oh.
I think the raid lair is fun. I'm excited to see the prestige version. Hopefully, we'll be able to finish one of those.
For sure. Yeah, we're not the best players out there in the world, but we do love Destiny, so that's why we're here.
That's true.
That's why we're here. We'll get there. See,
Wait, what is
the
this Destiny you speak of?
only reason it's taking so long is so it means that much more when you actually get there.
Right.
I've been purposely failing us just so it feels better to you.
I will eat your children.
They would probably be delicious. Izzy has
They
been
would be.
eating
They're
many
so cute.
cookies. She's been eating a lot of cookies today, so I'm sure that's somewhere in there.
Yeah,
So she'll taste sweet. You're good. Ethan, I wouldn't eat that one, but you do what you gotta do.
maybe just after he's pooped, so it's all fleshed out,
Like immediately after, or like after he's been cleaned up? Because that's a big
No, no,
difference.
no. After he's been cleaned up. I don't need that icing on the cake. That's okay.
Oh, why with the metaphor? Oh, God. Happy birthday to me. Oh, God. So, real quick, another thing with how they're changing up how the prestige mode is going to work is so they're going to add more rewards to it and then kind of spice it up. So there's going to be, they're going to change some of the mechanics like they would before, and then also, what we're going to do is a locked, not a locked loadout, but a required loadout to succeed at extra prestige challenges. So, like, say, week one, the modifier is marksman. Precision damage is increased. Landing a precision shot grants one ammo directly to the magazine. So, every time you're doing precision damage, not a kill, every time you're landing precision damage, it's constantly refilling your
Oh,
magazine. So, then the
yeah.
required loadout is in your kinetic slot. You have to have a hand cannon. In your energy slot, you have to have a
Okay.
scout rifle equipped. In your power slot, you have to have a linear fusion rifle equipped. So if you feel like doing that extra bit of challenge to get, extra rewarded, and I mean constantly have your magazine filled, you just follow through with these modifiers and the required loadout, Or like, your melee damage is increased and melee kills grant bonus super, and it's all like sidearm submachine guns and shotguns, all super close range. Which would be crazy if that happened to happen for like Kallus. Can you imagine trying to kill Kallus with only sidearms and submachine guns?
I cannot, mostly because I haven't gone up against Kallus yet, so.
Well, you've watched the fights, you know how it works. So trying to do it from the platforms with just a sidearm would be kind of difficult.
Yeah, no, yeah.
But
Especially when you're in the boo thing, the astral world.
oh, the suck room, yeah.
The suck room. Yeah, that one.
Yes, the suck room. That's
Oh
awesome.
gosh. That it reminds me of those. I feel like so the raid lair has the kind of it has that kind of room where it, you have the fans that suck you through. Or was that wasn't part of the raid lair, that's just the underbelly, isn't it?
The underbelly had the big fan blades that swung you had to jump through, but the raid lair was that one where you jumped
Yes.
off and it sucked you through like the waterfall. Is that the one you were talking about?
Oh yeah. No, I was talking about
All the actual fans.
the one with the big fans and how many times we died and had to
It
start over and oh. Anyway.
respawned me all the way back here. What the hell?
You're like in a like in the jelly room that we found and
Right. All right, guys, hold on. I'm gonna have to run like 5 minutes to get back to you. Which turn
yeah,
was it
just
at
keep
Albuquerque? I forgot.
Oh yeah, there was the one time I ran all the way back to the very beginning.
Oh my God, so good.
Good
So,
times.
just at the end here of the TWAB, they had the video of the weeks, the videos of the week. There's a Crimson Days music video someone made, and then a video of two manning the pleasure gardens, so doing the dog encounter with only two people.
Well, that'd be fun.
Yeah,
Yeah.
so you'll have to. I'll
Woohoo!
sh I'll share that for you to watch that,
Everybody wants that kind of punishment.
it's pretty good. It's warning graphic language.
Well, I'm sure there's quite a bit of that.
So that's the TWAB. Once again, just going. Usually, how they've been doing is they'll announce some updates coming, and then the TWAB, it'll be kind of a more in-depth meaty to what
Right.
those changes are as we progress. So, and this is, oh, you remember just a few weeks ago talking about the TWAB, we'd be like, this is the event happening this week. All right, next thing, and now it's a very
Yeah.
in-depth explaining exactly why they're making this choice and that choice, what they want to do to this, what the rewards to this and that are. So the communication has just gone through the roof, and I'm excited for that. Once
Well, I
again,
mean,
we're
that's
not
great.
perfect yet, but it's a good direction to go.
Well, I mean, they have like all these things listed on their roadmap. I don't feel like they've gotten to very many of them, or they've put like a small fix in now. I mean, I still enjoy Destiny. Don't get me wrong. I do. I enjoy getting on and playing Destiny, and I'm especially trying to unlock the Forge weapons, because those are really interesting to me. Like when I first saw them, I was like, oh. But it does seem like, so they're it still seems like they're making promises that they're not quite delivering on, which I'm a little disappointed in, you know what I mean?
Well, that's kind of an accidental segue into the next section, because a lot of those things they put, because before they just put a list of things they want to do. So in this
Right.
development roadmap, they've actually put dates alongside a lot of the things they talked about to show you in what order they're working
Oh.
on them and when we can expect some of these things to happen. So that's what this is.
Oh.
Ha ha! You like that?
Yeah. I see, I'm still the master of segues.
You are,
You
even
just need to have me
accidentally.
around all the time.
So, just a
Yeah.
reminder to everybody, Russell doesn't read anything for the sole purpose of
Nope.
being able to come on the show and be that live perspective.
Yes. Aren't you glad I'm here?
Yes, totally. That was designed that it's on purpose and not accidental, right? Of course.
Nope. It's not because I'm got about 30,000 other things going on, and
Yeah, what
I
are you
have all
talking
the
about?
time in the world.
That's crazy. That's crazy. Okay, so let's jump into this development roadmap. So this is going through
Let's do it.
a few upcoming updates we'll have going through kind of the beginning of when Season 3 launches and what they want to launch there. So we've already had all the Masterwork stuff deployed. That's already done. So we'll start with what's coming this month. So what they're shooting for adding on February 27th is going to be an update they're going to hit us with. And that's when they're going to add, like we just discussed, the Nightfall scoring and high score tracking. Changes in the emblems, how those work, where they benefit your team depending on the nightfall and track your high score.
Oh, yes.
That's when they're going to add the fire team members on the destination map. So when you're on a planet, you can tell where your people are.
Oh, that'll be so huge.
Right? Oh, I'm so excited for that. That's what the so the public text chat is going to PC. That doesn't deal with us, but that's happening.
Yeah.
That
Oh,
they're going to
great.
hit the
Cool.
big the Like you talked about earlier, the exotic repetition reductions going in. So you're not going to get a bunch
Good.
of the same exotic over and over and over. So that's getting implemented.
And that's this month.
Correct. That's coming on the 27th. Yep.
Awesome.
And then Nightfall Strike unique rewards. They're shooting. That's one they have separated there, saying that that's the goal, but that might not 100% happen. So they're shooting for that happening. So on the 27th, we could start getting Nightfall Strike unique rewards. What that could mean, maybe a Nightfall ship and Sparrow and armor set. I don't know. That'd be cool.
Oh, please give me a frickin' ship.
Right. And then some things they're adding to the companion app that Destiny had, like the not the third party one, but the actual official Destiny app.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So
That's a thing.
allowing you to change shaders on your character from your phone while you're doing stuff if you want. Letting you look at what vendors have from your phone wherever you're at. If you want to go, oh, what does Xur have, or what does this person or that person have? You can look at it in the app now.
Oh yeah, there's a thing. It's out there.
Oh God, I need to go to Xur. Yeah,
Yeah.
I'm gonna do that right now while we're doing this. Thank you. Actually, I don't think he has anything good if I remember. Yeah, I'll go
Oh,
check.
well.
So the next thing coming is the March 27th. Every March. So a month after this next update we're gonna get. So yes, we're gonna have a month of the new Nightfall scoring, the emblem rework, fire team members, exotic repetition reduction. So nothing really, unless you're a huge Nightfall player, nothing huge to keep you involved,
Right.
but that's still something that I'm gonna be playing at least once a week. I'll be in here doing the Nightfall,
I'll be in there with you.
Well, for sure, man. We'll rock and roll. Since we're not time gated now, we can
Right.
We have succeeded. We've done the Nightfall many, many, many a
Yes.
time. It's not that we can't do it.
Yes.
It's just annoying to go, oh my God, we're all dead. Slam your respawn button before the timer's out.
Yeah, seriously. Or
So.
that one time where it's like, I don't think I'm gonna make it. Then we pull out the supers. Kaboom!
March
That was fun.
27th, ladies and gentlemen, is the date to look for. There's going to be some big stuff coming March 27th, okay?
Okay.
We're getting
Tell me
weapon and
about it.
weapon ability sandbox changes are finally happening.
What is a
March
weapon
27th.
ability sandbox change?
So, if you recall, one of their big selling points for Destiny 2 was that they were going to be, with their new engine, they were going to be able to update and change things around on the sandbox, basically, like maybe once a season or every couple months. We'd get a sandbox change to change how certain weapons look and change the meta. And here we are, 7 months into the game or whatever, and we
When
haven't
they're
had one
finally
yet.
delivering, yeah.
Yeah, but so that's finally happening. So this will be the big, because a lot of people have left because just the meta's boring, and certain weapons are not performing as well, such as, and this is coming 27th, they're going to fix, air quotes fix, they're going to attempt to change how hand cannons work, pulse rifles, fusion
Good.
rifles, sniper rifles, shotguns, etc., to make everything more, basically stuff that's not used very often to be more wanted to be used.
Well, that makes
So,
sense.
And then they're going to be changing some abilities for your characters, like how supers work, make you more fat, make you faster. You're a
Make you fatter.
faster,
I
faster.
know, but at first it sounded like you said fatter.
Yes, they're changing the character creator to let you choose a fat guardian. No, I'm
That's
just
like
kidding.
GoldenEye when you had the fat head
Right,
G1.
right. But oh God, that's hilarious. So you're Arkstrider, right? That's the
Yes.
title. So there did you, oh, you don't read anything. I don't even know why I bother asking. So
No,
they're gonna tune it
I have not
so
read.
your range is higher when you're swinging your blade to kill stuff. You
Okay.
move quicker when you're using your super. Your dodge animation is
Oh,
quicker.
that'll be good.
Yeah, so everything about it's gonna be faster and more deadlier. So it's they've noticed with the Arkstrider, especially in Crucible, is the class itself is very much used, but because of all the other basic abilities it has, and not because of the super. The super is one of like the, I mean, and you all the time are like, I can't believe I didn't get anything successful out of it, So now it'll
Well,
be better to use.
it's great for PvE, but PvP, it just you're kind of slow running up towards people,
Exactly.
which is kind of surprising, and so people can kill you real quick, and that's really disappointing. Whereas like with the Stormcaller, it felt like you were moving super, super fast, and you had intense range.
Yeah.
You just don't get that with Arkstrider, unfortunately.
Well, they're going to change that. So
But
you're going to be
if you
faster in all areas.
good.
So that's cool for you. And then a few
Nice.
other abilities from other classes, like the glides for warlocks and stuff, are going to be better and faster and higher. And they're going to improve the action. They're going to change mobility so it actually works.
Oh,
So
so
it'll
it's not
actually
just the
increase your
dump
speed.
stat that the
Yep.
hunters get that doesn't do anything for them.
Exactly. So they're going to increase the max run speed people can go and then change mobility so it'll actually make you faster.
Good.
So that's exciting. So that's just some basic things they're going to be doing in this weapon ability sandbox change. So that's going to be a big thing for a lot of people. They're going to
Yeah,
add
yep.
modifiers to the Heroic Strike playlist. So when you're in Heroic Strikes, it's not just stuff's a little harder. You're going to have stuff like Arc Burn and different
Oh, so
modifiers
like
like that,
stuff
like
they
your,
had in D1.
yeah, basically exactly like that. Iron Banner is going to be 6v6 instead of 4v4 come March 27th. So weapon and abilities are going to be much different, and then we're getting 6v6 Iron Banner.
That'll be awesome.
Because everyone's been asking for 6v6. I mean, I can't even fill a 4v4, but if people come back, so
Yeah.
I think that's the
Well, a
best way to
6v6
implement
will
it.
be
Oh yeah.
a lot of fun.
Well, I think that's the
That'd be
best way to
crazy.
implement it is not just going, here's 6v6. Like, we're going to test it in
Right.
Iron Banner, and if it goes super successful, then we can add it as a playlist in regular Crucible. If it
Right.
fails, then we don't need to worry about it,
Right. Yeah.
So
More
we're they're
things.
going to implement a weekly Crucible playlist, including Mayhem. So each
Oh,
week, I don't
Mayhem's
know.
fun. Yes.
I don't know if that means that they're adding a new playlist, or if that just means
We're
that
just
every
adding to
week
the
there's going to be a
existing.
different. Well, it sounds like it's going
Yeah.
to be a separate playlist that weekly it changes the game type. So we can have like, Mayhem, maybe something different. Oh, what's that one that everyone liked in D1? I never really played it.
The term you
It
are
was like
looking for
soccer and
is
football and everything put
Rift.
together. I can't remember the name of it.
Oh, I don't think I played a lot of that one. I would like to see them bring back like the Sparrow races.
Yeah, that'd be sweet. So they're going to change March 27th. They're adding that Crucible ammo and gameplay tuning. I think we talked about that last episode, right? Where they're changing how quickly you can get power ammo in Crucible. If you die, it'll drop the brick. People can walk up and pick it up. We talked about that, right? Does that sound familiar to you?
I feel like we've talked about it a couple of times. I don't remember
Okay.
if it was
Yeah.
last week specifically, but it's been talked about, yes.
Okay. Yeah, so that's getting added
Which
on the
is,
27th.
I think it being able to drop the brick is amazing
Oh, it's
because
huge.
that always sucks,
Well, that's the
you
thing is
know,
with that
because
same
the.
update. I'm sorry, dude. I keep. Go ahead.
Go
I
ahead. No,
apologize.
no, no,
No.
no, no.
Let's just spend 5 minutes
That
saying
was.
no, you. No, you.
Go ahead. I was done with my thought.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I just get excited.
That's all
So,
right. I was just rambling.
each thing I read this is because I have friends that are waiting for stuff to happen to come back to the game, you know. So stuff gets me excited. But so having Crucible ammo change happen the same time we're getting Iron Banner 6v6, the same time we're getting the weapon ability sandbox changes.
Right.
That's going to be a date I think we're going to see an influx of people. Because you're going to
Yes.
have
Well,
shotguns are going to be
yes.
more relevant, fusion rifles are going to be more relevant, sniper rifles are going to be more relevant, and then more power ammo is going to drop on top of that with 6v6
Wait,
and supers being better.
did you just say prevalent?
I don't think I did, but I could have.
Yes, you did. You said it three times. Prevalent.
Pretty sure I did not.
Oh, you did. What? Just wait until you go back and listen to it.
Just wait till I edit it, and then it didn't happen.
Yeah.
No, I'll keep all that in just because it's awesome. What's the word I'm trying to
That's how
say?
I'm gonna prevalent.
Prevalent, thank you. I'm forgetting the V. God.
Yes. Well, you were
You'd
switching the V
think
and the L.
a straight man like me would remember the V, right?
Gotta always remember that V.
Especially during Crimson Days.
Oh, gosh.
So the Nightfall
The
Challenge
things we
cards
do
is
for
coming
love.
on 27th. So they're going to add their Crucible Quitter penalty on 27th as well,
Good.
which is nice
Do it
because once
now.
again during Iron
Gosh.
Banner, like every match either wasn't full or wound up empty super quick because the second
Yep.
they lost the first point, people just rage quitted. I'm like,
Right.
how do you quit after the first point? Like, there's still a
Well,
hundred points to go. How do you what? What? Yeah.
and it's not like it's affecting your leader scores or whatever, is it? I mean, like, there isn't such a thing.
No, well, and the big thing, well, right now is what people do is because, especially in Iron Banner, you get more tokens for winning. And so if they felt like they're going to lose, they'd immediately just leave and re-queue and hopefully they win the next one. Even though you can't tell in the first 5 seconds if you're going to win or lose, right? But I don't know.
That just seems dumb to me.
Yeah, so that's going to be implemented. So on the 27th, we're also getting where they're going to protect against repeat Crucible and Strike maps. So you're not going to get the same Crucible map over and over and over. And we're not going to do Savathun's Song 7 times in one night. When
Or
we do
control over and
eight
over and over and
strikes,
over again.
when we do 8 strikes in a row,
Yep.
we're not going to get the same one 7 out of 8 times. Oh! I'm not tired of that one yet, though,
Supposedly.
surprisingly. But I think I've got the most like finishes on that one because I get it all the time.
Oh, there you go.
Ugh. And then this last piece is one that's kind of tentative. They're not sure if that's going to happen 100% or not. But they're going to do, on top of the regular weapon and ability sandbox changes, they're going to do exotic weapon and armor sandbox changes is a flex goal. So hopefully we'll get some cooler our exotics doing more exotic things and our exotic armor doing more exotic
You mean they'll actually be exotic?
Yeah, right. Because like I'm looking at the screen, I have my exotic helmet equipped just because it has the
Equipped.
highest power level. And I don't even
Hmm.
use an exotic weapon most of the time because my legendaries are better. So.
I do like Sunburner's Oath is pretty good. I actually kind of enjoy that one. I don't see a lot of people using it, but I like it, especially against the Cabal. But usually I really like, gosh, I can't remember the name of it, but I really like it. Mostly because of the sound, the Graviton Lance. Graviton Lance
Yes,
is
it
probably my
does.
favorite exotic.
It sounds awesome. It's very satisfying to use. I hope Hardlight goes back to what it was, because I used that like and only that in D1, and I have a hard time using it in D2. So hopefully that becomes better.
Yeah.
So that's our updates for season 2. This is the last blurb for the roadmap. Is our first when season 3 launches, these are things that are being added with that. Besides the regular, like, we're probably getting a whole new story and new strikes and
Yeah.
Crucible maps, all that regular DLC stuff. This is just developments to the game that are going to launch with that. So the Eater of Worlds
When is
Prestige
Gods of
mode,
War? Or
it just says May.
Gods of Mars?
Gods of
May.
War, right? He's a Viking
That's
now,
April.
right? 420. So May, that's the date of the release. Okay, everyone, that's not just a stupid joke. All right, Jesus. Jeez.
Are you sure? Is this a bit?
That's maybe. Seasonal Crucible rankings. We talked about that, where they're going to add the ranking system for that. So that's coming in season 3. And now we're confirmed that's going to be a seasonal thing. So at the end of the season, it'll reset, and you'll have to earn your ranking back the next season, etc. Private matches are coming with season 3. We're getting those. Vault space increase is coming.
Oh, good. I'm about to run out of room for shaders.
The multi-emote wheel is coming with season 3 launch.
Ooh. That
Exotic
will be a good addition.
masterworks are coming with the launch of season 3.
Oh, I forgot about those.
Oh.
Whoa, Jonathan.
Ido solo.
That was good.
Was awesome. That was a bit. Oh, God. Next thing, seasonal vendor progression. So it's actually going to show you how many times you've ranked up with a vendor. And then hopefully
Right.
that means, like in D1, or when you ranked up with like the Cryptarch or the Weaponsmith or something, like you got an engram for it.
Right.
So
Yeah,
hopefully
I'd
that
like to
comes
see
in.
that again.
I'd like to see the number of times I've ranked up the Weaponsmith, because I know I've ranked that up like 100 million times.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I've hit him so many times.
And then I don't know what's coming. Hopefully, as we get farther along, we see what this is, but more faction rally improvements. So,
Means Dead
whatever.
Orbit won't win every time.
So, hey, New Monarchy's won 2 out of 3 times. So,
Oh, really? Shows how much I've paid attention to that.
right. I think I have a feeling they're going to do something to try to make sure Future War Cult wins. Because in the TWAB where they talked about how New Monarchy won, they said again, dot dot dot, next time we're looking at you, Future War Cult. So I have a feeling they're gonna like, which I'm Future War Cult all the
I
way,
don't know how.
100%.
Yeah.
But I don't
Well,
want them
yeah.
to like purposely make it so they win. And by doing, they'd
Right.
probably be like, all right, Dead Orbit, you guys get a gray hand cannon. New Monarchy, you get a gray scout rifle. And Future War Cult gets an exotic sword. Like, I don't want them to do something like that, but
I don't either. I
that
think
would defeat the purpose.
when you, well, yeah, when you try to stack the odds like that, I think you're gonna turn more people off
Exactly. It should just
than you
be
would.
faction pride and not because this person has a better reward this time around, But that's just me. So facts really improvements, and then this is a flex goal again. It's not 100%, but they're looking to push their improvements to the mod system when season 3 launches. So
Okay.
hopefully we get some more articles on exactly what they're looking to do with that. But if like the raid mods tell me anything, that could be a pretty cool system. Have you seen what some of
Yeah.
those raid mods can do?
We've talked about them before.
Yeah. So hopefully, and obviously, you want to keep the raid mod special, so not to that level, but something like that, hopefully we get.
Right.
Instead of
Yeah.
just, like, most of them I don't even pay too much attention. Like, they just add 5 power to my weapons, so I put them on.
Right.
But for my other gear, like my weapons and stuff, I make sure they're, you know, certain archetypes and everything, but most everything you're going to put on your armor is going to benefit difference. Personally, I've noticed. There are people that min-max and they notice themselves, but personally, I don't
Yeah, that
notice
means you
too
have
big of differences.
all the things to do
That's
the
true.
thing, you know?
That's true. But so yeah, so that's our development roadmap. We got, you know, quite a few changes coming to the game over the next month, 2, 3 months, you know, that hopefully will. And I mean, none of these are like, I think the biggest one on the list that could possibly like really bring people back is that sandbox update. But other than that, this is all kind of just smaller stuff that when people do start coming back, they'll go, "Oh, when did they add this? This is kind of cool." Instead of, you know, being a specific, "I'm only coming back for this." So
That's
hopefully by
what
the
I feel
time
like. I
season
feel
three
like,
hits, go ahead.
yeah, I was just gonna agree with you. I think that that's, you know, people probably won't come back. They're probably not paying enough attention to the TWAB, to know when those changes happen. But it will be something that when they do come back, you know, like you said, it'll be that, oh man, they've improved this so much. I'm definitely going to stick around and play, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. So hopefully by season three, we'll get a good influx of people coming back, and then
Right.
the next season, which I think should be like the big, you know, Taken King. What was the last one we got? The with the Siva. In D1, what was that last expansion?
The Crimson King.
The Crimson King? Oh my God. No.
No, it was oh God, you know what? I don't know.
What we
I'm
got?
not even gonna try. I don't know.
Oh, I'm terrible. Who am I even?
I
Why do we
feel
have
like
a
it was
show?
something,
Why do
I
we
don't
have a
know.
show?
Because we're
I
normal people
didn't
speaking to
get.
other normal people
That's
so
true.
that they can be as interested in the game as we are.
That's true. That's a good point. People can just feel just normal because,
Right, because
yeah,
we're goobers and we don't know the names of
we don't know
things that we
anything.
love. Yeah.
Rise of Iron! Rise of Iron, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes. Oh,
Yes.
that was, did you have to look
No. As I close Google, no.
it Valid. Valid, though.
But yeah, like, you know, like those were huge updates to the game that completely changed everything. So, you know, season
Right.
three is going to be a lot of changes, but nothing huge, but enough to make it interesting that when people come back to see that at least the new story or whatever, that they'll go, "Oh, this is a cool
Right.
change. Oh, this is cool too." And then when we get the
Yeah.
big game changing, you know, completely rework of the whole game, hopefully, is when we'll get the big influx. So.
Well, and if they're anything like me, they probably won't notice. But that's not a bad thing necessarily, because it's like, oh, this game is a lot more fun than I remember. Instead of, I remember it being really bad, it's more like, or I remember these specific things. It's, you know, oh, this is a lot more fun than I remember. I'm gonna stick around and,
Oh yeah.
you know, play this some more.
Well, because I kind of, I mean, I didn't have a huge hiatus, but I disappeared maybe for a couple months before Taken King launched. And I remember coming
Right.
back and going, "Okay, so this mechanic," and or for one, just going through the campaign, I was like, "This is completely like nothing I've experienced in Destiny. This is the
Well,
Bungie
yeah.
storytelling I remember." And then once you got past the story, you're like, "Okay, I know how these mechanics work." Oh, and as you go, you went, "Well, when did they change that? Oh, this is a cool feature. Ooh, this makes this easier. Oh, I like this.
Yeah.
I'm being so rewarded." And that's when I
Yeah.
really hit the game hard.
Right. And you
So.
know, I'm sure it'll be a similar experience. What Bungie needs to make sure happens is, you know, going forward with like D3 or D4 or whatever, however long they continue the franchise for, that they don't regress like they did with D2. You know, I mean, they had all these cool new things, but also they haven't delivered on a lot of promises that they made, which was the same problem that they made with D1. They made all these promises, they didn't deliver, and then that's like you get more people hyped and more people are going to buy the game initially. but then you're going to get a lot more flak, and at a certain point that's going to stop cutting it, and you're going to see a drop off in your sales. So don't do it. Don't overpromise, just because we're going to be excited enough. I think that's the thing. Like, cuz I'm a Destiny fan.
Oh,
I
huge. Oh,
like
yeah.
Destiny,
We have a
even the way the game
podcast, for
is.
God's sake, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, even the way the game is now, I enjoy it. Are there things that could be better? Yes. Are there things that were better in D1 than they are in D2? Yes. Are there things that are better in D2 than they were in D1?
Yes.
Again,
Oh,
yes.
yeah, definitely.
So, I mean, people always want to find something to complain about, but they did a good job. But don't overpromise us. Just give us fun, which is what you've done with Destiny. But don't overpromise, because you're going to get yourself into trouble doing that.
Exactly. Well, I think the biggest thing, when the developing Destiny 2 was, and this goes hand in hand, like the Battlefield series. Most people you ask, they'll say Bad Company 2 was one of the best Battlefield games they've ever played. And they keep asking DICE to make a game like it. And DICE has come out and went, "We honestly have no idea why that game was better. We cannot figure, like, we'd like to make, a game, a Battlefield game that hooks people like that, but we honestly can't put our fingers on what made that so good." And it's the same thing. When they started doing Destiny 2, it's hard to tell in a game that was as in-depth and dense as Destiny, like, what makes the game fun instead of just, because I couldn't just copy paste with better graphics. So having to sit down and figure out, okay, what is it that makes Destiny popular? And then obviously,
Can I?
some things they got right, some things they got wrong. Go ahead, sorry.
I
Please
was
dive
just
in.
no. Finish your thought, because
Okay.
I have something else to add.
Okay.
That's
And
a
I
cool thing that
think,
I just noticed.
okay. And I think, what's happening now is, they went with what they, sections that they thought were right and sections that they thought would be wanted, and some things they're right and some things they're wrong. And now we're in a process where they're just opening the doors to the community and going, okay, what do you guys want to see? And that's what this roadmap we're seeing and stuff is, as fast as they can. Like, obviously the plan was not to release Destiny 2 and then, instead of working on content, having to do all these fixes. So everything we're getting is like added in addition to already the things they had planned, And so the fact that all this is being added and going, okay, we're slowly over time going to make it the game you guys 100% want. And then hopefully that translates into, if they decide to do Destiny 3 or, whatever they decide to do, that now they have an understanding, because of effing up this, exactly what to implement for D3. So that's my little rant.
So I just noticed that with the Skyburner's Oath. So the Skyburner's Oath burns. I said the Sunburner's Oath before, didn't I?
No, you said it right.
Skyburner's Oath. Oh, I
You said it
did.
right.
Okay. So I noticed that. So it's supposed to shoot through the Cabal shields, right? I just noticed it also shoot. The Death Knight dudes from the Fallen. Not the Fallen. Fallen?
The
Yes, the
Death
Fallen.
Knight dudes.
You know which ones I'm talking. Not the Fallen. The Hive. The Hive.
Oh, just the knights? Yeah.
Well, they're more like Death Knights. D&D,
I play WoW a lot, so Death Knights means something totally different to me.
Oh yeah, that's right.
That's where I got confused.
So it also shoots through their shields that they throw up to heal themselves behind.
Oh, interesting. I wonder if it's the same
Like,
archetype that the Cabal shields are.
it must be programmatically, because it didn't really. I mean, I'm playing a heroic strife by myself, so it didn't do a whole lot, but it kept them from healing behind the
Yeah.
shield. So that's a thing.
Wait, are you in there literally alone?
Yes.
It didn't queue you up with two other people?
No. It
That's
never has
weird.
when I did the Mercury heroic strikes. Or not a heroic strike. I'm sorry. Heroic adventure.
Oh, okay.
My
Whew,
bad.
that's different. I was like, you can't even find people in the Rogue Strikes now. Why? Okay. Whoo. Okay, I'm with you.
Yeah, sorry. I keep getting those confused. I did the same thing with Nick the other day.
Oh, did you?
I did, yes.
That's hilarious. Yeah, no, that's kind of a cool tidbit, but so yeah, so that's where we are, and I think we both got where we're at with Destiny right now, and what we'd like to see, and how happy
Yeah.
we are with stuff coming. So
I mean, yeah, I'm excited to see the changes. I just want them to make those big changes that they've been promising for a while. I kind of want them to stop making promises and get on the ball and start doing things, which it sounds like this month they will. So as long as those things continue to be a thing, I think
For
that
sure.
that's great. I mean, I'm probably still going to play Destiny either way because I don't,
Well,
whatever. I've
it's
already
still
bought the
fun to
game,
just
so I
get in
might
and
as well
shoot
enjoy it.
aliens. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And I hope we get more
But
roadmaps, because, like, if you remember when D2 launched, we got a roadmap of, like, when stuff was going to launch. And then we were like, oh, this is so cool. And then it never happened again. And now we just got one that looks just like it for this. So hopefully we get more this level of communication and what we be very open with us. Like the conversation on there about the prestige raid lair and why it hasn't happened yet was a very open, like, hey guys, sorry, here's exactly what. Like we're sitting at a dinner table talking about it, you know. And then if you remember the why you can't mass delete shaders, like that was a very open discussion about programming and why it won't work, and now we're getting these roadmaps, so
Right.
this is
Well,
big.
and I think you can never have too much communication, be it at work, be it at home. You can never over communicate. You can over talk, but not over communicate. Let me just be clear there. So I mean, being able to realizing that as a company and being like, oh, okay. People will be more satisfied if we're honest with them and we tell them what's going on and why we can't do certain things. I think that, yeah, that's how you get people back. That's how you win back trust.
And that's the perfect term. That's exactly what they're needing to do right now is win back trust. Because there's a lot of people that even in droughts in D1, even if they weren't playing D1, they were a part of the community still. And there's a lot of like big names that just outright said, I'm not doing Destiny 2 content ever, or maybe not ever again, but anymore, and completely pulled their name away from Destiny. So yeah, that's definitely the big thing is earning trust. So, hopefully we can get there. Well, is there anything else you wanted to cover here tonight, my man?
No, I'm good.
It's beautiful. Let's see here.
Join us next week for Mutual
Well,
Chaos and
we
Utter
still have
Incompetence. Oh, what?
to
I jumped ahead?
do. You jumped
That's
ahead.
never happened before.
Speaking of utter incompetency. No, we still have to do all our, it's a podcast. You got to do all your social media plugs. Blah, 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 blah,
Oh, right,
blah.
that's,
Yeah.
yeah.
Hello, everybody. When we do the show, we are live right now. Blah, 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 blah. You can find that on twitch.tv/justsomeguardians. You can get in there, join the conversation, become part of the show. If you have questions and comments, you can email us at justsomeguardians@gmail.com. We are on Twitter at JSGcast. We are on iTunes. Throw us a review and we shall read it on the show. Nicholas will read it with whatever accent, voice, impersonation you so wish to have him do.
Which is always amusing.
It is. I did check. We have nothing new, so that's okay. That worked perfect since he's not here. Hopefully, we get
I
something
could
new
have
by next
tried to
season.
do it, but could have never done the justice that he could have.
I
Never could
believe
have done it the justice that he is able to.
in you.
I would have tried. I would have given it my darndest.
We are also on all your other podcast listening apps or programs of choice. Just Some Guardians. I did find out that on a couple weird random ones, you have to not have spaces for it to find us. I don't know why that is, but
Interesting.
most everywhere, Just Some Guardians with spaces. There's a couple new ones that weird ones that don't have spaces. You can find us. So there we go. We're everywhere.
Whoa.
You can find
Like a
me on
Canadian with a
Twitter.
lisp.
Like a Canadian with a lisp. Oh, hey guys, I like Rice Krispie treats.
That
You
was
can find
classic.
me on Twitter at Elmer Fudd Games. I keep saying I'm gonna keep streaming and never find time, but At some point, I will keep streaming again, and that is twitch.tv/ElmerFudGames. Double M, double D.
Double D.
Double D!
Da, da, da.
Have you decided to get active on your Twitter yet so people can, like, do stuff with you?
I sure. You know what? Just yeah. I don't even know what my Twitter is. You know what? I'll have it for you guys next week.
There you go. Or just make a new one specifically for gaming stuff. That's what I did. All right, Russ. Now
I can
you
do
can
that too.
properly take us out.
Oh, all right now. Join us next week for utter incompetency and mutual chaos on Just Some Guardians.
Ba-da-ba. I think I'm gonna write an intro song for us with a ukulele at some point.
You know, I can play the ukulele.
I can sort of. So yeah, maybe we'll do a duet for Just Some
Okay.
Guardians. I'd be down for that.
Or we can just hum it.
We'll do it with kazoos.